This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A World Health Organization senior advisor now says that wealthy countries need to give more COVID-19 vaccines following the United States and making doses available immediately to cover a $200 million dose gap caused by Indian supply disruptions and manufacturing delays. Warning of a two-track recovery, the WHO is urging wealthy countries to donate their surplus doses to poorer countries instead of giving them to less vulnerable groups like children. They have so far donated 150 million doses via the COVAX sharing scheme. However, Bruce Aylward says on Friday that only a small portion of those doses will be available in the short term. In June, July, and August, when they can make a difference in slowing the pace of infections in the global pandemic. He praised a U.S. plan announced on Thursday to quickly share 25 million doses and encouraged other wealthy countries to follow suit. Britain's medicines regulator said on Friday that it approved the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech for use on 12 to 15-year-olds following similar clearances in the U.S. and the EU. The regulator said that it would now be up to their country's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization to decide whether to go ahead and inoculate this age group as part of Britain's vaccination rollout plan. The regulator again said that children aged 12 to 15 are already receiving the Pfizer shot in the United States, while France and Germany are planning to start offering it at that age group this month. Britain's Health and Social Care Department said it would provide an update once JCVI had made its decision. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that he is hoping to improve deeply damaged ties with the United States when he holds his first summit with the U.S. counterpart Joe Biden later this month. Speaking at the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, Putin also said that relations between Russia and the U.S. are dependent on internal politics in the U.S. and that the U.S. is trying to hold Russia back. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters U.S. President Joe Biden views increasingly frequent ransomware attacks to be a rising national security concern. She reiterated that Biden plans to raise the issue with the Russian president when they meet in Geneva on June 16th. Some of the hackers have been traced back to Russia. A hack of Brazilian meat packer at JBS's facilities in the United States reported this week is the third such ransomware hack in the country since Biden took office in January. The U.S. State Department has called on Nicaragua to free opposition figure Christiana Chamorro, who is being held at her home after her laptops and cell phones were taken away. She's a potential presidential candidate in the November 7th elections and the daughter of the former president, Violeta Barrios de Chamorro. Her detention is the latest in a series of moves by President Daniel Ortega that his critics say are to prevent candidates from running against him in his reelection bid. On Tuesday, the government charged Chamorro with money laundering involving alleged financial irregularities related to her foundation in the name of her mother. Egypt has sent a convoy of engineers and building equipment to Gaza after orders from President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to begin reconstruction in the enclave after recent Israeli-Palestinian fighting. Dozens of bulldozers, cranes, and trucks waving Egyptian flags lined up along the border to begin crossing into the Gaza Strip. Palestinians lined up as well in the street crossing to welcome the convoy. 11 days of conflict between Israel and Hamas, the Palestinian Islamist rulers of Gaza, erupted on May 10th. More than 250 Palestinians were killed in hundreds of Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. More than 4,000 rockets, many intercepted, fired by Gaza militants, killed 13 people in Israel. And Facebook on Friday suspended former U.S. President Donald Trump from its platform until at least January of 2023 in a decision that has been watched closely for signals on how the company will treat rule-breaking world leaders in the future. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.